Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Waving the palms. Did you enjoy waving your palms? Did your arms get tired? It is one of the most fun services of the calendar year, the kids parading around waving palms. With little ones, it's a little dangerous. They can flail people to death with the palms, but it's a huge celebration, isn't it? It's wonderful, and it reminds us of that journey of Jesus into Jerusalem. It was easy to do it in here. It was easy and pain-free and no worries. I don't think any of you were concerned about doing a palm processional or proclaiming Jesus in this gathering, but in the day when Jesus did that journey, it wasn't quite as easy. It was a dangerous time. It was a danger. They dare not allow Jesus to be caught away from the crowds. That was the only thing keeping him safe. The Romans, the government was trying to capture him because of this his outspokenness. They were trying to silence him. But if they could just keep crowds around Jesus, the officials didn't dare intervene because the people wouldn't stand for it. They would resist his being captured. There could have been a tremendous revolt, so they were waiting for a time to find him and to catch him. But here it is, and he comes riding in on a colt. The good church people of that time would have known their scripture. They would have known Zechariah and rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. They would have seen that fulfillment. They would have understood immediately. We are not as much an Old Testament people with that knowledge and that memory that would have been so vivid to bring it together. And the scripture that Nalu read, it says, a large crowd spread their cloaks on the road. There is a translational question there, and it could be most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road. Now we need to hear that. Because most of the people might have been celebrating. Some were asking, who is it? They didn't know. But some were maybe not so sure that they were in favor of this new rabble-rouser, this Jesus. So they're waiting to capture him, and they knew their best chances were at night. Isn't that typical, the things done in darkness? But we know, the scripture tells us, that all things in darkness will be brought to light. But there was danger coming into Jerusalem. This palm processional was not a completely joyous celebration. There was danger, and Jesus knew it, but he did not shrink from that danger. Just hear that. He knew, but it didn't stop him. Amen? It wasn't easy. It wasn't a peaceful thing. Remember after the dinner that he goes and he prays in the Garden of Gethsemane. He asks his disciples to pray with him, but they had a beautiful Seder dinner and wine and food, and boy, they were just ready for some good sleeping. But Jesus is praying because he knows his time is coming near. Not only is it coming near, it must come, it must happen. So we don't reflect as much on Jesus' passion. This is Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday. The two has a hyphen between them. And any churches that I've been have always celebrated the palm, but the passion, what an interesting term to describe his arrest, his trial, his whipping, the abuse he suffers, the mistreatment, his crucifixion. All of that happens in this week. All of that is part of the journey, and we cannot get to Easter without going through that. Jesus was innocent and yet gave his life for us, those he loved deeply. Selflessness. Do you know that term? Had an interesting discussion years ago on a online forum, we were discussing religious things, and one fellow said, he says, I've never seen a selfless act in my life. And so there were people kind of tossing out ideas, and he would carefully and completely refute each one of them. And we have to pause and think. It really brought it to mind to me. Have we ever done something for someone else that was of no benefit to us? Something selfless? Completely for them? Who of us would do such a thing? Is it possible that we as humans would do that? Would love someone enough to do that? Would love someone enough to die for them? I am blessed that as in my life I have found those that I would die for. I have those that I love enough that I would give myself for. I hope you do. My heart aches for those who have never experienced that unselfish love for someone else. Maybe it's a part of that journey, you know, of babies. Babies are all about baby. They're egocentric. Feed me, change me, put me to sleep, wake me, do for me. It's all about me. Most people grow up, some don't. All right, I'm sorry, I'm being a little bit. But we go through a journey of changing from egocentrism to teen invincibility. How many of you remember your teenage years? Were you as invincible as I was? My goodness, I look back now and I'm terrified at some of the things I did. But at some point I had kiddos and I was climbing the side of I was rock climbing. Yes, that was another me back then. And I was rock climbing and I was shaking and thinking, that's a long way down and I don't have much of a grip here. And this is kind of taking a risk. And it dawned on me, my daughters needed a dad. And that was the last time I climbed. Because there's something important that happens there, too. Some sense of growing up and some sense of responsibility for others. Sadly, there are some who will never make that journey of maturation either. But there's another piece of that selflessness, and that is instead of the mantra, looking out for number one, it's do a good deed daily. That's in the Boy Scouts. Is that where I learned that? How did we find that? Where is it that we learn that we are about caring for others? That's what Jesus teaches us, is love one another, reach out to each other. And I've met people who sadly have reached out and loved and been hurt, and so have hardened their hearts and have closed themselves. Jesus is for them as well. Jesus is loving them, caring for them, reaching for them. But it's easy to slip. And it's hard to be selfless. It's hard to be selfless and care for someone else enough like Jesus did. And what if they don't deserve it? What if there are people that are not good enough that you care enough about them? And that adds a question, who of us is good enough? But we are moving on to perfection, aren't we? Yes. We got to do that again, you know me. Are we moving on to perfection? Yes. Amen. I am a work in progress. I don't know about all of you. I think as I get a little older, my moving on toward perfection is moving on to survival. We'll just see where we are with that. But is it possible to love someone who has done wrong, who has maybe even injured you? Where is that forgiveness, that turn the other cheek? Can we be selfless? That's what makes what Jesus did so much more important to all of us, because all of us are those who have undeservedly been loved by him. Now, this is Palm Sunday, and some churches we would be doing the Passion, and would remember all of the hard things that Jesus went through. It would be a painful sort of journey. And I've lifted a little bit of that because I think we need to remember who we are and whose we are and what that journey entails. But don't lose Palm Sunday. Remember us walking in and the kids waving and shouting and singing Hosanna? Wasn't that wonderful? That's a good thing, and it's okay, and it's great to do it here. But let's make sure we don't just do it in here for those of us in here. There are other places we need to be in the world waving palm fronds. There are places in the world that we need to be proclaiming the Prince of Peace and Christ for all people. Not all of those on the road into Jerusalem were waving palms for Jesus. Not all of them were throwing their cloaks onto the path. And Jesus was for them as Jesus is for us. Amen? Celebrate Palm Sunday. Celebrate this beautiful, warm, and God has made a beautiful Palm Sunday outside. Have you seen what it looks like outside? Enjoy. Winter is coming tomorrow. God has a great sense of humor. Palm Sunday, celebrations of Hosanna, celebrations of proclaiming Jesus. And let's do that. And let's do that to all the world in His name as we seek to follow how He teaches us to love one another. Amen? Amen.